This is Tofu Dave on your community radio station, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Ann Carver, with another edition of Between the Covers, a Literature Quickie. And today I have with us the author of All the Stars Flew With Us, Randy Young, local author. Randy, great to talk to you. You're a local guy, and I want to get right into this. I guess I can call it a absurd memoir. I'm not sure if it's a memoir or an imagination. All the Stars Flew With Us, and throughout the book, you refer not only to the great American family road trip, but something you call the Great Abyss. Could we start there and explain to me what is the Great Abyss?
Well, in this case, I mean, I think it is a place, I think, where everybody has questions. They ask questions about their existence, ask questions about their meaning. I mean, like in the Phineas and Billie Eilish song, "What Was I Made For?" The old saying, whether it was apocryphal or one of the absurdists from the beginning of the 20th century, said that basically if you look into the abyss strongly enough, it looks back into you. And I mean, that was kind of what I referred to my initial. So this was kind of it changed course, I guess, which is a good driving on the highway metaphor. It changed course kind of in the middle. I was basically celebrating the Great American Road Trip through essays, and my father passed away about 6 months prior, and he was cremated, and I had his ashes in the car, seat belted in, and he was my co-pilot. And so in that way, I was not only looking at the magic of the road trip that he had brought us on as a family so many times, and we'd had so many formative moments in that, you know, behind the front wheel. But that was a great way to kind of transcend the morning and rediscover him behind that wheel. And I was chauffeuring him along, but I mean, he certainly was there in essence.
So the Great Abyss is sort of a metaphor for the meaning of life. Is that an overstatement?
Or it's a metaphor for the quest for the meaning of life. I would say that's certainly appropriate. I think the Great Abyss is how we tumble into that question, and how we stare at ourselves and try and find the meaning and try and find our place in life. So in that case, it was also literal, because my father, when he was growing up in the Great Depression in central Pennsylvania, his only real escape was running to this quarry hole near Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, and he would dive in off the sides, and one of his friends actually dove in off the sides and never turned back up again. And turns out later he had joined the Merchant Marines. But
wow.
Yeah, so I mean that was I you know, during this trip I actually visited that place and got twisted and turned around in it, but it was I basically felt my father there because it was one of the few places he enjoyed in his childhood. So, and that was another great abyss, but literal.
So really what you're writing about in your book, And the Stars Flew With Us, again, this is Randy Young, local Chapel Hill author who wrote this book of essays on the absurdity and elegance of the Great American Family Road Trip. You're sort of meditating not only on your relationship with your father and your family, but the whole thing we've just been talking about. What is life about? What's the meaning of life? You've got a wonderful Mark Twain quote that stood out at me in one of your chapters, where Mark Twain said, "A circle is a round straight line with a hole in the middle."
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely I sample from the buffet line here, you know, in terms of a lot of references, but that quote particularly kind of matched the absurdity of the stories and the lightness of it, despite the fact that, you know, we were mourning this and trying to transcend from this death and find meaning in it. But it's if you will, it's light, you know, it's kind of light. It's comical at times or just poignant at times, but I think it's in a story that begins with a death, it's fairly reassuring, it's fairly uplifting. Hopefully it transcends as well. So you know, Mark Twain was the perfect person to kind of caption that, both the absurdity and the cyclical nature of life.
Correct, yes. And we all often think about these kinds of things, especially when a parent dies. I know it's hard to generalize from one person's life, from your life to all of our lives, but you're sort of raising with me, I guess, a philosophical question of what is it that we get from our parents? I'm thinking morally, ethically, life, who we are kind of thing. What does the generation before, in a hopeful world, leave behind for us? Is this part of your meditation, your journey here?
No, absolutely, and that's one of the things that was shown to me in the, through the course of this trip. You know, I made this road trip to spread my father's ashes, and in addition, get some inspiration for these short stories and try and recollect some of these short stories or essays about the road trips that we had gone on. But I think if there's a message that transcends generations, it's wonder. And in this case, it's we are all staring out, you know, in wide-eyed amazement. And that was what my father in particular, you know, he never lived farther, you know, from a half mile from a freeway exit. He just always longed to be, you know, in those lanes. And just
on the road again,
looking out in a constant state of amazement. And I think that's what the story leads you to. It leads you to kind of that sense of childlike wonder, you know, not childish, but childlike wonder that, I guess we become so cynical that we kind of forego and pack it away at times. But, in this case, you know, I'm sitting there and looking over some of these places that my father had brought us in road trips and we'd, you know, gone to the Maryland house or, you know, just wacky stories and so on like that. They're all kind of galvanized by this one underlying sense of wonder and mystery. And that's what my father brought to me, and that's what I think I took away from this finally.
Good point. And Randy, if I wanted to engage, of course my journey will be different, but if I want to go on a road trip, as you did, I mean, we're also talking, we're not just talking theoretically, we're talking physically. You got in the car and went on a road trip. Are there any tips you can give the listeners on how to prepare for a road trip? What's the best way to think about your road trip, even down to how long should your road trip be if you've never taken a road trip before? What would you say?
Well, thanks for that great question. And I have a couple of points I'll make, but I would say that the length of the road trip reminds me of this question of how long a person's legs should be. And the answer to that is long enough to reach the floor. So you can go on an afternoon road trip, and I kind of detail a few experiences with just the you know, road trips, just afternoon, Sunday afternoon drives that we made across New England. My father was fascinated with the coast of New England and the Berkshires and so on like that. So we would just go, you know, on a 3 or 4 hour drive on a Sunday afternoon. That's fine. You know, very often when you talk about a family road trip, packing everything in the car and just striking off, I think it's usually like a week. But I would say the best advice that I have is, first and foremost, study maps, but don't be led by them. Know where you are, but don't be limited. You know, I mean, I get a constant argument with my kids about, Dad, just check the GPS and something like that. I said, no, I'd rather be lost and know where I'm going than rely on GPS and not know where they're taking me.
Right, and as you say in the book at one point, I believe, when Google announces to you, you are now on the fastest route to your destination, that may or may not always be true.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't necessarily pick up accidents that have been cleared away or accidents that have just happened, or it doesn't tell you that you're going to be beleaguered by 20,000 stoplights per mile. I mean, there are a lot of things there. And you know what? Sometimes it's good to get lost in the right direction. So, you know, I say like, well, we never would have seen this back alley. That's my argument with my kids. But I would also say, you know, a lot of people take pictures out windows and stuff like that. Before you head out, rent a good car, because you may never get as car good as something that you're only taking for a week. Secondly, you know, if you're not driving your own car, also wipe the windshield, because you're always going to be taking shots, you know, if you're in Yellowstone, you're going to be taking shots out the windows and stuff like that. So you don't want, a bird's commentary on your front windshield when you're trying to take a grizzly bear crossing the road in Yellowstone. And also I would say, whenever you arrive at your first destination, take a bit of time, you know, just relax. And I mean, I think a lot of folks want to pack so much into the road trip, they're overstuffing that suitcase and it becomes a chore. And basically you have everything you need right there. And that's not always great. Sometimes you need to seek out some of the things you need and didn't know you needed before you started the trip. So, you know, allow and, you know, schedule in some downtime. Where you're just doing nothing, or reading a book, or whatnot, or just taking the back route.
Wise words from Randy Young, the author of And the Stars Flew With Us. In other words, be here now. Be where you are right now. And Randy, with that, I want to thank you. It's been a real good literature quickie. Any last parting words for our local audience?
I would just say that, you know, I think a lot of us have a common history where we were packed into these cars, particularly in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And every once in a while, just, rekindle that spirit. Get out in the car and just drive down the highway to Burlington and turn around and come right back, and then come back on the back roads. Just get out there, because, it's waiting for you whether you're seeing it or not.
Thank you so much, Randy Young, author of And the Stars Flew With Us. This has been another edition of Between the Covers, a literature quickie on your local community radio station, WCOMLP-FM, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. See you next time for another quickie.